USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump visited the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta for an update on the spreading threat of the coronavirus, which has killed 14 Americans to date, and praised the scientists' efforts there. Trump also said that many people are getting better on their own, and that could be keeping the numbers down.
In this big, vast land of ours, this great country of ours, we have 240 cases. Most of those people are going to be fine.
President Trump also said he had no plans to cancel any of his upcoming rallies. President Trump announced on Twitter that Mick Mulvaney is out as acting White House Chief of Staff and top Trump ally Mark Meadows is in. As for Mulvaney, he will become the U.S. Special Envoy for Northern Ireland. Mulvaney's departure is not entirely unexpected, and the possibility of departure had been speculated as the impeachment chapter drew to a close. To stay up to date, listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
The Illinois Supreme Court denied actor Jussie Smollett's attempts to stop a felony court case against him, the second time he's been formally accused of lying about a Chicago hate crime he said took place earlier last year. On February 23rd, Smollett, known for his role as a musical prodigy, pled not guilty to six counts in a grand jury indictment. Smollett is accused of alleged disorderly conduct for lying to police when he said two men using racist and homophobic slurs attacked him in Chicago. A congressional committee investigating Boeing said that a culture of concealment at the company and poor oversight by federal regulators contributed to two deadly crashes involving the grounded 737 MAX. The committee said that multiple factors led to the crashes, but it homed in on a new flight control system that pushed the nose of each plane down based on faulty sensor readings. The report said Boeing had undue influence over the Federal Aviation Administration, and FAA managers rejected safety concerns raised by their own experts. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Afghan's president said that he will not free thousands of Taliban prisoners ahead of the all-Afghan power-sharing talk set for next week, publicly disagreeing with a timetable for speedy prisoner release laid out just a day earlier in a U.S.-Taliban peace agreement. President Ashraf Ghani's comments pointed to the first hitch in implementing the fragile deal, which is aimed at ending America's longest war after more than 18 years and getting rival Afghan factions to agree on their country's future. Still, the United States has said planned troop withdrawal over the next 14 months is linked only to the Taliban's counterterrorism performance, not to progress in intra-Afghan talks. Astronomers have discovered the biggest explosion ever seen in the universe, originating from a supermassive black hole. Scientists reported that the blast came from a black hole in a cluster of galaxies 390 million light years away. The explosion was so large it carved out a crater in the hot gas that could hold 15 different Milky Ways, according to lead author Simona Giatrucci of the Naval Research Laboratory in D.C. It's five times bigger than the previous record holder. Two space observatories, along with radio data and telescopes in Australia and India, confirmed that this was part of a large cavity. To stay up to date with the primaries, the coronavirus, or anything else going on around the world, remember, you can always go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.